Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am Abdulmalik Abdullah, and I shall be taking us through the fiqh of pandemic in this hour series. With me in the studio is Barrister Muhammad Tahir. You are welcome.
Thank you very much.
He is a scholar in Nigeria, specifically in Niger State, Nigeria. Of course, in the world today, there is the case of pandemic, currently the COVID-19, and we would like to know what is expected of the Muslims in terms of regular prayers, in terms of Jumu'ah Salah, in terms of bathing the deceased. But today we would be looking at what is expected of the Muslims as it affects the general public.
Thank you very much. The world we are living today, we are facing many challenges, which among them the issue of pandemic. The example of it is COVID-19. It affects the way Muslims have their daily affairs in terms of salat, in terms of fasting like in the month of Ramadan, in terms of traveling to Hajj, in terms of going for Umrah,
in terms of observing their Juma prayer and other congregations. It also affects the way, it also affects the issue of janazah, the way it affects the issue of bathing of the corpse and other related issues. So it is very important for Muslims to have a position on all these issues.
Okay. As for anything that affects the general public,
yes. This is an excellent question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِّنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوْ الْخَوْفِ أَذَاعُوا بِهِ وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَىٰ أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِّنْهُمْ لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِتُونَهُ مِنْهُ. If anything regarding peace or conflict happened, they go back to the people in authority and those who are learned in that area. And in another verse, Allah said in the Quran, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask those who know, who ask the experts if you don't know. Meaning, in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, أَلَا سَأَلُوا إِذْ لَمْ يَعْلَمُوا. Won't they ask if they don't know? إِنَّمَا شِفَاءُ الْعِيِّ. As-su'al, the cure for ignorance is to ask. So the people to ask in this type of situation are the health experts, medical consultants, those who are good and specialists in public health and issues related to all this. And even in some countries, there are institutions and government establishments that deals with all these issues, like Ministry of Health, like Center for Disease Control and other parastatals. So these are the people to listen to, not to the news that are just moving around through social media and write-up of some people that are not experts in the field. Allahu
a'lam. Okay, thank you. But would it be valid that we say what Allah Ta'ala is referring to in these verses you have quoted,
yes,
is about religious instructions and not anything that has to do with the world?
Yes. On religious issues, you ask the scholars that are learned in religion. But on medical issues, like issues of COVID-19, what's the difference between virus and
diseases,
other diseases? What? How do these virus spread? How do people get contact with this issue, with this thing, with this type of disease? All these things are not the field of religious scholars that memorize Quran, memorize Hadith, and no fiqh. This is area of medical experts. As they are the best in this area, they are the best people to be asked, because they are the people with the knowledge in this type of situation. Like the verse I cited earlier of first alu al zikr. So the al zikr in this context are the medical experts. Yes.
Does that mean that individuals are forbidden from talking on aspects that is not theirs?
Yes. So if Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, yes, rahimahullah ta'ala was saying, إِذَا تَكَلَّمَ الرَّجُلُ فِي غَيْرِ فَنِّهِ أَتَى بِالْأَجَائِبِ. If a man speak outside his own field of specialization, he will come with strange ideas that even the specialist in that area will not even know where is the source for this information, because there will be information that cannot be verified.
So now, specifically on pandemic, let's
yes.
say the COVID-19.
Yes.
What has Islam for individuals when it comes to a situation like this, as to prayers? What exactly should be the belief of the Muslims?
As a Muslim, we have to believe with Al-Qadha wal-Qadr, that God has destined everything. So we have to believe with that. And we also need to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah said in the Quran, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Rely on Allah if you are a true believer. And in this type of situation, as a Muslim, we also need to be prayerful. We need to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all evils. Apart from this also, we need to abide by the guidelines given by the people in authority, and also the guidelines, rules and regulations given by the experts in the field, so that we don't get contact with this type of diseases. These are the provisions of Islam regarding this. These are on general matters, although inshallah ta'ala, I think later we may come into issue of how to pray, how to fast and the rest.
Okay. I have had some individuals say if one is committing sin, he should seek for forgiveness. If one is having poverty, seek for forgiveness. If one meets a child, he should also seek for forgiveness. Now on pandemic, is it the same thing that is expected, or is Islam suggesting something different?
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test you in your life, in your wealth, in your worldly affairs, even with the death of the closed ones. So be patient. This is very important, especially in this type of situation. Also, let's assist one another in this type of situation that people are in lockdown, in pandemic. Because Allah, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in hadith, "Sana'iul ma'roof, taqi masari'us su." Be kind to others. God will protect you from all evil. And also, we should be prayerful. We should pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the azkar of the morning, azkar of the evening. All these things we need to abide by them. Also, there is hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, if pandemic happened in a state or in an area, if you are in that place, stay there, don't go out. And those who are outside should also not come in. This is the guide of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what led to issue of isolation, issue of quarantine, issue of lockdown. All these are measures that bring all these things. There is an hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, pandemic or the epidemic is punishment that God sends to people before us. But it also, if it happened for the believer, it is a mean for him to become a martyr. So this is the provision of Islam on all these issues. Allah knows the best.
Just now you said.
Yes.
The result of the sins individuals have committed. Are you now saying that even those who are righteous, some imams, some scholars, that have already died as a result of this pandemic, do you mean it's because they are sinners?
We should go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be prayerful. We should repent. We should seek for forgiveness. We should be righteous. Even if you are righteous, Allah may decide to test you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ajaban li amri al-mu'min. Inna amrahu kullahu lahu khairun. In asabatu sarra'un shakara fa kana khairan lahu, wa in asabatu darra'un sabara fa kana khairan lahu." A believer, all what happens to him is good. If something good, he gets money, he is healthy, he is blessed with children, he is blessed with this, with that. If all these things happen to him, he is grateful to Allah, he thank Allah, so he will get reward for doing that. When asabatu darra'un, and if calamity befall on him, sabr, he will be patient. Fakana khayran lahu, and this will also be good for him. So this is test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to test our faith. How will you react? Is it a time that you just keep shouting, or is it a time that you just keep shifting the blame from the government to the citizen, from this to that? Or it is time for us to be prayerful, to believe with qadr, to stand on our feet, to do good, to assist one another, and protect the way we protect ourselves from being contacted with this type of diseases.
Okay. There are situations whereby you may have some individuals just posting through WhatsApp.
That's
speaking his phone, hey, 10 people have died, he shared. Hey, the drug is discovered, he shared, without any confirmation. What has Islam for individuals, for the Muslims, and for every meaningful individual in society when it comes to information? What should we say? What should we not say?
Yes, when it comes to information, first of all, where do you get your information from? How authentic is that information? How reliable is that information? Where is the source of that information? All these things need to be confirmed. If not, a lot of people will be misled. For instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِّنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوْ الْخَوْفِ أَذَاعُوا بِهِ وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنبِتُونَهُ مِنْ. This verse, we cited it earlier, on importance of listening to the people that are experts in the field, and also listening to the people that are authority and in aim of affairs, so that we'll be guided, we'll not be misled. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kafa bil mar'i ithman an yuhaditha bi kulli ma sami'a." It is a great sin for someone to be airing out, to be saying out all what he heard without verifying the authenticity of the information. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, "In ja'akum fasiqun bi naba'in fatabayyanu." If someone came to you with information, verify how reliable it is, so that you don't end up spreading evil, so that you don't end up spreading chaos, or you end up spreading informations that are not confirmed, they are not true, they may be misleading, they may even lead to death of some people, or they will just feel scared. All these things, we need to be careful with all these things. So it is not all what circulates in social media that are true. It is not all information that are moving around have been verified. So we need to screen where is the source of this information. And for instance, you see a scholar speaking on what to do in time of pandemic and the rest, and is not a scholar, is not a specialist in medical field. He is not passing the information he had from the experts to the others. He is just saying what he feel to be said, that if care is not taken, we may end up misleading a lot of people, that may even end up causing the death of some people. May Allah protect us.
Muslims should not join the group of individuals that are accusing one nation or the other nation for having created this very virus, simply because they have no any information that is so valid enough for them to use as an evidence. Well, we have lots to discuss, but we shall continue when we come back from the short break.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The Dawah Institute of Nigeria invites you to take her course on the Sharia Intelligence. The Sharia Intelligence is a course that has been put together to teach Muslims across the globe on the principles of Usul, Qawaid, and Maqasid. Throughout the course, you will learn the fundamentals of Usul al-Fiqh, Qawaid al-Fiqhiyyah, and Maqasid al-Sharia. Log on to www.dawahinstituteofnigeria.org to enroll into this course. We wish you the very best and kindly share with your family and friends. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. You are welcome to the second segment of today's episode. In the first segment, we were talking about rules on not harming individuals and not allowing yourself to be harmed. We spoke about quarantining. We also spoke about using the face mask. We spoke about many things, and we shall be continuing from where we stop. But Muslims will surely pray, even when being quarantined in the hospitals. What about if there is no water to use, or if one is afraid of using more water in order not to fall more sick?
Yes.
What should the Muslims do?
This is a nice question. The rule is, before you pray, you perform ablution, because Allah said in the Quran, إِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. That whenever you are about to pray, you should go and perform ablution by washing your face, your arms, rubbing your head, and also washing your leg. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam show us how to perform ablution. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يقبل الله صلاة أحدكم إذا أحدث حتى يتوضى. Allah will not accept the prayer of any one of you if he's impure, unless if he perform ablution. Now, performing ablution is conditioned before entering into prayer. And the way we are seeing now, someone may be sick or infected with this type of disease. He may be detained in isolation center. He may not have water, and the rest, all the water he has is only for him to drink. In this type of situation, this type of person will result into doing tayammum,
meaning
dry ablution.
Okay.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا. If you don't have water, you perform tayammum, which is dry ablution. This is what is expected of some or of a Muslim to do in this type of situation, because being sick is not a guarantee or for him not to pray, because prayer is mandatory. Whether you are sick or you are not sick, you are ill, if you can, Prophet said, "Salli qa'iman fa in lam tastati fa qa'idan fa in lam tastati fa ala jamb." Pray while standing. If you cannot do that, or you are not, or you are unable to do that, pray while seated. If you are unable to do that, pray while lie down. So you must pray. So if you don't have water, or you cannot use water, or you are too sick to use water, you can go into performing tayammum, which is dry ablution.
I would like us to a bit move from the theoretical perspective to practical perspective.
Yes.
Because instead of just saying perform tayammum, an individual like myself, we may not know how to perform tayammum. So how do I go about it? Am I to look for, what am I specifically to do? Or just like this, then I rub all my body?
No. You look for sand.
Okay.
Or where there is dust.
Okay.
So you touch it like this.
Mm-hmm.
After touching it, you
do like this.
You clean the dust off your hand.
Okay.
Either like this or like this, or even you.
Okay.
and then you rub your face, mm-hmm. and the palm. That's all.
That's all.
That's all.
So I can play with.
You can play with this.
Okay. You know, some hospitals might be tiled. Even if what I'm having is just little sand on the tiles, am I?
It's okay.
I'll just do. Let me just do like this, right? Then I rub my face, and then that's like all. This. This is valid.
This is valid.
Alhamdulillah. So,
and even this, mm-hmm. if you're unable to do, even if this one cannot be done, wataqullaha mastata'tu, because there is tied of al-mashakatu tajlibu taysir. Hardship begets facility. Mm. If it is too hard for you, it is too difficult for you, there is no way you can do some things. Do it the way you can do it. Do your best. Wataqullaha mastata'tu al-qudratu manatu taklif.
From what we have just said now, it means that if an individual could not perform ablution, so also could not perform tayammum, but his senses is still valid, he could understand things, he can pray on his bed.
On his bed.
Without even ablution.
Yes.
Would Allah accept his prayer?
Allah will accept. Allah knows the condition he is.
It means that Islam is so lively and so simple to the level that Islam.
You see, the ruling of who is healthy is different from who is sick. The ruling of who can pray while standing is different from the person that cannot do that. He can only pray while seated. The ruling of a person that can have access to water to perform ablution is different from someone that has no access to water to perform ablution. The ruling of someone who has access to water to perform ablution, but by performing ablution he may become sick, his ruling is different from someone who cannot become sick by using water to perform ablution. So, wataqullaha mastata'tum, and because the whole religion of Islam is built on bringing the benefits and avoiding the harm.
Building on benefit,
accruing the benefit, and avoiding the harm
is a legal maxim in Islam.
Legal maxim in Islam, ad-din mabniyun ala al-masalihi fi jalbiha wa dar'i lil-qaba'ihi. The religion is built on bringing the benefit and avoiding the harm.
It means by this you have said, every individual is due to also understand what would actually bring benefit to him and that could harm him.
Yeah.
So if one understands that as a result of performing ablution, he could be sick the more, or the situation could worsen, I think the best thing for that individual to do is to do a tayammum. But assuming an individual is positive with the COVID-19, is positive, that's the situation now. Being positive, and so should these people care to visit him, or should he be concerned about visiting others? What should be the case?
You see, we always say, let's listen to the experts in the field. If we ask the medical personnel, is it safe for his relatives, either for his relatives to visit him without them being infected? Let's ask them. If they reply that their visit is too risky, it is difficult because they may get infected with this virus. If this is what they say, let the relatives stay somewhere else. Let them not come and watch.
And visit also him. Put themselves in problem.
And also put themselves in another problem. So, when the Prophet said, those who are, if you are in a place where there is epidemic, don't go out. And those who are outside should not come in. So also the same thing, if you've been isolated in isolation center because you've been infected with a virus, don't go out. Unless if the medical experts declare you that you are free of that disease. And those who are outside also should also not come to visit you because of the risk of being infected.
Truly, we can see that Islam is not distant from the advice of the medical experts. In fact, I would say the advice so far given by the medical experts are all in line with the provisions of Islam. But sir, but still on this situation of the person who is affected with this COVID-19, should that person just assume that this is the end of life, or God doesn't love him, or that he is going to die, or he might kill himself because he do not want to suffer? Should this be a justification so valid enough for a Muslim or an individual to just kill himself?
No, don't lose hope. Allah said in the Quran, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't lose hope from the mercy of Allah. And after you've been sick or you've been infected, rely on Allah, be prayerful, take medicine, stay in isolation center, act based on the advice given by the medical experts, and try your best so that you don't lose hope. In the same vein, don't kill yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't kill yourself. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. Allah is merciful to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, وَلَا تُلْكُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. Don't take your hand into what will destroy you. All these are measures to be taken so that you'll be protected. On the issue that we've been mentioning of isolation, you see, isolation can be through restriction of the movement, by self-isolation, and other means. So all these things need to be abided by. Allah.
Okay. Still on this issue of isolation, issue of saving the other individual and not killing oneself, is there any narration from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that said, whoso has killed himself will be in hell? I just want to have either if true.
Yes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, none of you should pray for death because of the calamity that has befallen him. You should pray Allah to give him life, if life will be the best for him. And in another hadith, the Prophet says, don't pray to meet enemy. Don't wish to meet your enemy. And pray for peace, pray for good health from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you. We have been discussing the fiqh of pandemic, and we said, killing oneself is forbidden in Islam, no matter the situation, for Allah's mercy is encompassing. No one should kill himself because he is infected with the virus, simply because the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us that a man in the past got injured and was impatient about what has happened. The man killed himself, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoso killed himself shall be punished in hell. So also he said, any individual who dies will be resurrected on what he dies doing. And with this, we have come to the end of today's episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. See you next time.